The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Dinner table, Betsy.
I was waiting for Daddy.
No. Daddy's not eating with us tonight.
Where's he going?
Well, he's taking some business clients out to dinner, I guess. Can I help carry things in, Aunt Effie?
No, dear. I don't think so. I've got everything up. Oh, the gravy.
I'll get it. She's the girl.
It's all dish. All right. I just left it sitting on top of the stove.
Oh, fried chicken.
Mm, you like that, dear?
Oh, yes. Gee, you're the best cook, Aunt Effie.
Well, thank you, dear.
And you're a good cook, too, Mommy.
Thank you, darling. You're a diplomat.
What's that?
You say the right thing.
Oh, for the love of Mike.
Oh, now what? What's the matter?
What part of the chicken do you want, Betsy?
A leg too.
Oh, golly, wouldn't you know it? Have you got any money?
Money?
Yeah, money.
How much you want? I don't think I have very much.
Well, I meant to cash a check today, and I completely forgot about it. I've got exactly $1.23 in my pocket.
I don't think I've got much more. I paid cash for groceries today, and I stocked up on all the things we were out of.
Oh.
I'm going to the bank tomorrow. Well, where's my purse?
Well, I'm taking these two guys out to that new restaurant that opened about 10 miles out of town. They don't know me there. I need to try to cash a check after dinner anyhow.
Well, I've got $2 and some change. 17 cents.
Oh, great. And after you...
Well, I don't know, dear. I'll go upstairs and look in my purse.
And I'll look around the house. We often have money in things.
All right, well, hurry, will you, please? I am late now.
Oh,
golly, it never fails.
The Couple Next Door is one of the CBS Radio Network's winning 7 daytime serials, blending comedy with drama nearly 2 hours a day every Monday through Friday. Only a network could assemble such an array of writing, acting, and production talent. Only the CBS Radio Network does. And only on the station affiliated with CBS Radio can you follow the familiar footsteps of Helen Trent, The Couple Next Door, Whispering Streets, Bob Perkins, Young Dr. Malone, The Second Mrs. Burton, and Right to Happiness. The winning 7 serials of daytime radio. CBS Radio is proud to maintain these highest standards of daytime entertainment. Every weekday, a few strategically placed radio sets make it possible for millions to combine listening with homemaking, to keep up with the romance of Helen Trent, the comedy of Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce as The Couple Next Door, the offbeat dramas of Whispering Streets, the excitingly interesting world of Ma Perkins, the private life of Young Dr. Malone, the travails created for The Second Mrs. Burton by the First, and the thrilling story of the right to happiness.
Here's a dime and 3 pennies in this ashtray.
Oh,
Take it. How much have you got now?
Well, that makes $3.84.
I don't understand how I only had 31 cents in my purse. I knew I had $5. We went to the store this morning, and all I bought was a hairnet. That was only 10 cents.
Well, you must have bought something else, Aunt Effie, that you've forgotten about, dear. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's some more money in the desk drawer.
Oh, good. How much?
Here, quarter and a dime.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Well, I'm sorry, dear. Every little bit helped with
us. I think there's a nickel in the kitchen window.
Betsy, go look in the kitchen window. See if there's a nickel for that.
Look, I need dollars. For the love of my God, taking 2 important business clients out to dinner. It's a fancy place with a floor show.
How much do you need?
I need at least $35.
$35?
Yes, $35.
Well, it surely won't cost that much.
I hope not. But I'd like to have that much in my pocket by the time they order big sirloin steaks, which these guys always do.
Now, why do you have to take them to such an expensive place?
Yeah.
We had a lovely dinner the night I went out with my friend, Miss Jensen. We ate at the English Tea Room, and we had sweetbreads on toast, and they were just delicious.
I'm sure, Anna.
And my dinner, which included dessert and your choice of beverage, came to only $1.75.
But, Peters, what are you doing yanking all those books out?
Well, I put $5 in one of these books. Now I can't remember which one I put it in.
Oh, my gosh. I have asked you, honey, not to do that.
Just a minute. I'll see if I can find it here. You ought to be glad I do put money in books. Now, maybe the best...
Dear, I'll tell you something else nice about the English tea room. After dinner, a gypsy comes around to your table and tells your fortune with tea leaves. I think it's lots of fun having your fortune told.
And, Effie, look, I cannot take two businessmen out to a tea room and have a gypsy come around and read their tea leaves.
Why? Well, I think everyone enjoys having his fortune told. She told me I was going on a trip this summer, and I said, my goodness, how did you know? Isn't that amazing she knew?
Oh, yes.
But I couldn't find any nickel in the kitchen window.
Never mind, dear, never. Here's $5 in Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass. I knew I put it in somewhere. How much you got now?
I just don't see where my money went to. That worries me. I know I only bought a hairnet this morning, and that was 10 cents.
Well, I have got $8.84. Mm-hmm. That's all I've got.
How much more do you need, Daddy?
$25.
Oh, I think it is terrible spending that much.
The office pays for it. Anyway, it comes off business expense.
Well, I've got $25, Daddy.
What? You have?
I think I've got more than that.
Where would she get $25?
Why, Betsy, you haven't got that much, dear.
Well, yes, I do. I got money for Christmas, and I have money saved from allowance and everything.
Oh, yes. Yes, she got about $15 from various relatives for Christmas.
Well,
and I know that she saved most of that.
Well, for all right, it doesn't matter how she got it. Thank heaven she has it. Let Daddy have it anyway. Where is it?
When are you going to pay me back?
Tomorrow, dear. I'll cash your check, and I'll pay you back tomorrow.
What about interest?
Interest?
Yes, Betsy. What do you know about interest?
Look, dear, Daddy is in a hurry, and I've got to have the money. Now, where is it, huh?
When people borrow money, they're supposed to pay interest.
There's no grass growing under her feet.
Look, I just don't think it's funny at all. I am a father. When you lend money to a member of your family, young lady, you do not charge interest, for heaven's sake. Now, come on, dear. Where's the money? I'm late.
Johnny said when anybody borrows money, they have to pay interest.
Oh, it's that Johnny Elwin. He's 9 years old and as smart as a whip. Susie Elwin's older brother. Down the road, where Betsy goes to play all the time.
Look, I don't care what Johnny Elwin said.
Elwin.
You don't even know what interest is, for heaven's sake. It seems to me...
Interest is the rate you pay for the use of my money. That's what Johnny said.
Look, you're the one that's been so anxious to have Betsy learn about the value of money and all that. I just think you'd be pleased. This Johnny is teaching her something practical.
But All right. How much interest do you want?
I don't know.
Well, all right. What percent?
I don't know.
I'll pay you 3%.
3? That doesn't sound like very much.
Now, look here. 3% of $25 is 75 cents you're making on this deal, young lady. Tomorrow I'll pay you back the $25 plus an extra 75 cents, okay?
I don't know. I'll have to ask Johnny. I'll call him up.
Just look here. Look here.
Just a minute. Now, you just leave her alone. I think it's wonderful she's learning about these things. You're the one, dear, who was always saying that Betsy should learn what
All right,
thinking.
All right. Call him up a step on it, that's all. 7 years old and she's got a financial advisor.
Well, no. He's only borrowing it for tonight, Johnny. He's going to pay me back tomorrow. Just a minute, Johnny. Daddy?
Yes?
Would you say this was an emergency?
Yes.
Yes, Johnny, it's an emergency. 10%?
What? 10%? Hey, wait, let me talk to that boy.
No, leave Betsy alone. You stay with Mama.
If that's the kind of business methods he's teaching her, I certainly do not approve.
What else did you say I should do, Johnny?
And why should she side with some neighbor kid against her own father?
She has a crush on him, that's why. And you know women. They always ask their men what to do.
Look, fun is fun, but this is going far enough. I haven't got time for any more nonsense like this right now. Look at the time, will you?
All right, Johnny. Thank you. Yes, I'll see you on the bus tomorrow. Bye.
Now, look, young lady, you march right upstairs, and I am coming with you, and you show me where your money is. I am late. This is business, and I've just had enough of it now.
Johnny says 10% interest, and you should sign a paper that says IOU, only it means you owe me.
Johnny is going to go far.
Well, I don't think Betsy is going to be far behind.
All right, I will now sit down at my desk and write out an IOU, if in the meantime you would be good enough to go upstairs and bring down the money.
It's in my big black piggy bank, and it's heavy. Would you help me carry it down, Mommy?
Oh, yes, dear. I know it is. Now, let's hurry. Daddy has to leave, sweetie. Let's go.
How do you like that? My 7-year-old daughter has so much money already, she can't even carry it.
You better hurry and write that IOU before she thinks of something else.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. The old axiom that you can't spend what you haven't got still holds true. Too much cash on hand can be an incentive to spend unwisely. That's why there's a double benefit in planned savings, the United States Savings Bond way. First, the money can be taken out of a paycheck in advance before it can be frittered away. Second, when you keep your United States Savings Bonds until maturity, you get back $4 for every $3 you invested. 3.25% interest maturing in 8 years and 11 months is better and faster than ever. Best of all, your interest is fully guaranteed, not subject to market variations or to any other qualifying factor. There's no risk of any kind. Even if you accidentally nibble a bond in the sandwich or run it through the washing machine, your money's safe. You can't lose them no matter how hard you try. So buy through the payroll savings plan or the bond-a-month plan at your bank. Buy United States savings bonds regularly.
Come on, come on, come on. What are you doing?
Just a minute, dear. Aunt Effie had to get the screwdriver. There's two little screws at the bottom of the piggy bank here that hold in the bottom panel.
Here, here it is.
Oh, all right, here, let me have it. I'll give it here, Aunt Effie.
Wait a minute. Now let me put the bank on the coffee table.
All right.
I still can't think what I could have spent money on today.
Let me get at it.
I know I had $5 when we went shopping, and I'm sure the only thing I bought was a 10-cent hairnet.
Oh, I'm sure you bought something you just forgot about, Aunt Effie, probably.
Hi, Dave.
Are you terribly late, dear?
Oh, no. I'll make it.
Good.
I called these guys at the hotel, and one of them was still shaving.
Oh,
so he'll be... There we are.
To get it out of
there.
Now, just pull the little panel out.
Yeah. Oh! The leather leg is all in change. This is $25 in change.
Well, yes. What did you think?
Well, I'll need a bag to carry it in.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Oh, dear, and hundreds of pennies, too.
What?
Gee, I didn't know I had all that. Are you sure you're going to pay me back, Daddy?
Now, look here. We made a deal. You have your IOU. Oh, look at this. I can't go out to dinner carrying a bag of money.
Quick, now, separate the money into piles. Quarters, dimes, nickels, and pennies. Now, you do the dimes. Dimes and pennies. You can change it at the cashier's desk, darling. Cashiers always love change.
Yeah, they may love change, but I don't think they're going to love me.
Hurry up now. I'll get some stacks for each time.
Oh, all right. Look, I'll do the quarters and nickels then, huh?
Gee, look at all my money.
Look, you just separate the pennies now, Silas Marner.
Oh, I bought some stockings today. That's where my $5 went. Oh, I feel so much better.
Yeah, well, I'm glad somebody does. Oh, boy, I never knew what to do.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and Margaret Hamilton, and is produced by Walter Hart.